Details, written by Jinkyo, read by S. Keeley. Dr. Richard David Kimball is a sound sleeper. I appreciate that in the man. At first, there was a real effort to make the schedules line up. I mean, we really had to work at it. Richard is an early riser, and I can be too, if the need arises, but the U.S. Marshal Service, for me back then at least, didn't keep bank hours. 12-14 hour days were common. Hell, in my early years, 16 hour days were the norm. But now I have younger kids working for me, a big computer network, an office with a door, and a view of the river. And I have a new shiny Chief Deputy Marshal badge that keeps my time in measured increments of case consults, conference calls, and evaluation reports. Now, it's different. Richard usually wakes up first, wakes up early. He believes in the power of a well-balanced breakfast, he told me after my third breakfast in bed. He's fond of whole wheat toast and vegetable-stuffed egg white omelets, fresh fruits with oatmeal, and other exotic grasses and grains. On the weekends, he'll sometimes break open the Ziploc bag of bacon I know he keeps hidden in the back of the freezer. Richard wakes up first, and I start later. And sometimes I get home first and I cook dinner. That's not how it was at the beginning, before the new badge or the Helen Kimball Community Clinic. At first, we really tried to make the schedules line up, but a man has to sleep, and personally, I prefer my bed over waiting up on the living room couch with the television for company. Information technology is the workhorse of the district office now. It's easier than it used to be to track down the bad guys. Too bad there are more bad guys. At least that's how it seems. More of them, and more desperate, and more dangerous. That's when they let me out of that office. For the most desperate and dangerous. When the big dog gets a chance to turn a tough case into a teachable moment. I won't lie and say I don't enjoy the recognition. With mandatory retirement creeping closer each year, I know I'm still the best at what I do. Chief Deputy Marshal Samuel Gerard still knows how to get his man. Every time. Richard Kimball is good with his hands. I guessed that the first time I saw him up close. Right now those hands are pillowed under his head, long fingers relaxed against the soft bedding. He'd been in surgery late last night. I remember doing the math once. He averages 4 surgeries a week. Sometimes less, sometimes more, but it comes out to about 200 people a year. That doesn't even count the patients that come through the doors of the community clinic Richard opened last year. Well, that we opened. He thought it was important that my name was on the paperwork, and I didn't get it at first because saving lives is his deal and catching bad guys is mine. And it wasn't until the night he brought the filing notices home and laid it all out on the kitchen table, signed all the X's, then passed the papers over to me for my John Hancock underneath his, that it all made sense. I'm down there a couple of times a week, usually Tuesday nights. Technically, I'm a consultant. In reality, I come for the coffee, and because Richard is there, and because, as word got out, I can count on ending up in the conference room with 2, 6, sometimes 10 kids, just shooting the shit. They tell me what's going on the streets, at school, at home. I give them my take on it. It's a good break from the office. Dr. Kimball is much stronger than he looks. Sports strong, tennis and squash, and 7 miles back and forth along the riverbank when he has the time. He gave me a pair of Nikes for my 50th. He'd make it worth my while, he'd said. So I started joining him when we had the time. Running is hell on old man's knees. Richard worked on my technique, and he ran slower when I was with him. I figured that out after our second run. It's not a race, he'd said, when I'd called him on it, stretched out flat on my stomach on the bed, him above me, massaging out the kinks, making it worth my while. It's for those times you can't make it to the shooting range, or the days the corner bakery runs out of your sprinkled donuts. And because you're a terrible tennis player, Sam, Richard is not afraid of the truth. After the acquittal and the long Devlin McGregor trial, I lost track of him. He needed to rebuild his life. Quite frankly, I needed the rest, too. Back in the very beginning, I understood Dr. Richard Kimball, the fugitive, the falsely accused, the grieving husband, the whistleblower. At his core, Richard's a pretty straightforward man, and I appreciate that. But after the chase and the trials and so much time spent together, he became complicated. Or I became complicated. All that interaction had knitted itself into a puzzle that I didn't want to solve. Richard is not afraid of puzzles. 3 months after Nichols' sentencing, Richard showed up at the office. We had dinner. The night after that, we ended up at his apartment. 7 years later, he's still cooking my breakfast in bed. Richard still has nightmares. So do I. Helen, Newman, fragmented night terrors that can bolt a man upright, sweaty, and helpless. Richard prefers to talk. I told him the first time it happened that I didn't mind listening. And I don't because we both understand that there was a Richard Kimball before us, and then there's my Richard. So I hold him and let him talk himself back to sleep. And Richard understands that while he's knocked one hell of a hole in my defenses, I'm not a talker. I just need to feel him there with me. Just need that reminder that if I did have something to say, he was there to listen. 7 years, which makes this the longest relationship I've ever been in. I'm not an easy man to live with. I recognized that about myself a long time ago. And sometimes I see it in him, too. He loves to cook, but he's not so conscientious when it comes to cleaning up. I know for a fact that we vote on 2 separate party tickets, because he has a tendency to expose his soft spots. Soft spots leave you vulnerable. Soft spots get you killed. Oh, fuck it. Anything can get you killed these days. I never used to think about that, about the next 7 years, but now I have an office and an iPad. I'm almost maxed out on the GSP scale, and that pasture is looking might green on the other side. I can practice my tennis game. There's no sense in trying to get back to sleep now. The alarm was set to go off in 14 minutes anyway. Richard is a sound sleeper. Still, I try to keep quiet as I slide out of the bed. Daylight savings time, and through the bedroom windows, sunlight is already threatening dawn. I have to piss again. Old age is hell on a man's body. Outside the windows, Chicago is coming to life with traffic. And Richard is awake. The end. This podfic was written and recorded as a part of the Pod Together Lightning Challenge Round 4. Please drop by Archive of Our Own and comment to let the author and podficker know that you enjoyed their work. Thank you for listening.